bringing you up to date with the day. Howard Pressman, BBC Radio Sheffield.
On our main story this afternoon, more than 400 mourners gathered today in Swinton to say farewells to 22-year-old Amy Usher. She was the Sheffield Steelers fan who died of a rare form of throat cancer last month. Amy had been adopted by the Steelers as their mascot and received support from ice hockey fans across the world. The funeral service took place this afternoon at St Margaret's Church in Swinton, near Rotherham.
The funeral cortege, the hearse, is just arriving here at St Margaret's Church in Swinton. Amy's family following behind in two limousines, her mother Angela, father Pat and sister Beth. We can see the top of the hearse has flowers on it, and resting by the side of the coffin, a floral tribute spelling out the word princess. Amy's mother Angela wearing orange as she gets out of the first limousine. People being encouraged today to wear orange and purple, purple being Amy's favourite colour, and orange, of course, for the Sheffield Steelers. The Steelers pallbearers all wearing orange ties. We can see Mark Thomas, Jason Hewitt, Phil Hill, Jonathan Phillips, Robert Dowd and Ben O'Connor will be the six pallbearers outside the church. Two large speakers have been set up for people to listen to the service because of the volume of people that were expected here today, and just inside the church over 400 people are filling every pew, every chair, some of them even standing around the edges to say their final farewell to Amy Usher.
Good afternoon, I'm Father Chris Barley, the Vicar of Swinton. We've come today to church to give thanks to God for the life of Amy. We've come to share our grief over somebody who is loved and respected by all those who knew her. As we journey through life, we meet all sorts of people, but some, like Amy, are just so special that it's simply an honour to know, to spend time with them. And it's an honour because Amy has made an impression on your lives and the lives of so many people, not only in this area, but globally.
Amy didn't want there to be a dry eye in the church, and that was certainly the case today. Amy's sister Beth was the first person to give a tribute.
The more ill she got, the more I wanted to look after her and protect her. I said I wanted to take all the pain away and feel it for myself. But she always told me that I wasn't brave enough to deal with it like she was. She could always lighten the mood. Even when it got really bad, she'd find me crying, and she was the one comforting me. Imagine the fears and thoughts in her head. And yet she was so amazing and dignified right until the end. I am so proud to say that Amy Usher was my perfect little sister. Sweet dreams, Amy.
Before Dave Sims from the Sheffield Steelers came up to say a few words.
The saying that has been synonymous with Amy, hockey family sticks together, is one that will last forever and in her memory. What made this girl make such an impression on a bunch of sporty, cynical hockey people? What made her make a difference to everyone she met? Because she did make a difference. She made a difference to us all. She made a difference to you. You are better people for knowing her. She made a difference to all of us, whether it was for one day, one week, or in our case, 15 or 16 months. There isn't a chance on earth this girl will ever be forgotten, for one very good reason. She won't allow us to. We will miss Princess Amy. Thank you.
Our reporter, Peter Spencer.